Dreamscape presents Sea Gypsy by Fern Michaels, narrated by Laurel Merlington. One. Burgundy shadows graciously gave way to the soft pinks and grays of early dawn, Kathy Bissett's favorite time of day. She loved the morning and its peaceful quiet, with a comforting knowledge that the new day would bring, if not happiness, then contentment. That was why she had asked for a 3-month leave of absence from the publishing house where she was an editor, and subleased her New York apartment in the village. She had come home to the coastal flatlands of North Carolina, and here she could shrug off the acquired veneer of sophistication and return to the uncomplicated life she had left behind. Here in Swan Quarter, surrounded by a loving father and old friends, and the lush, grassy banks leading down to the waters of the Pamlico Sound, she could restore her spirit and mend her soul. The soft lap of the sound against her sun-darkened feet was soothing, a balm to her erupting emotions. It was a gentle feeling, like when Mark Hellinger touched her and held her close. Yet she didn't like the feeling now, here in this peacefulness with only the shriek of the gulls to break the quiet and the ghostly specters of the shrimp boats testing their moorings to the long rickety piers. She withdrew first one foot and then the other, tucking them firmly beneath her, Indian fashion. She would not think, would not feel. But once again, the familiar self-doubts began to creep in despite her resolution.